not defined anymore in terms of what the people do, but there's this entity that's well basically geared toward one thing.
It takes a life on its own. Sucking up money. Whether that's any form of human organization.
And that's the human factor completely disappears in these. But the discussion is getting a bit heated. We are at 11 o'clock. That means we are halfway officially, but we only did half an hour. I think it's maybe time for some light music.
Jazz, please. Jazz.
I might. Sorry.
Yeah, and we are back again. As we've heard, this is a quite passionate subject we're talking about here, but it is important in my opinion, and maybe we do not disagree so heavily. I mean, we all share the same values, and we all share the same vision how the internet should look like. Only the way there is different.
Quit framing it as a left-right discussion. I mean, if the Pope says that copyright enforcement has overdone it, at the moment, the far left, unrepentant liberals like myself, social democrats, communists, and the Pope are in agreement on something, and the singularity still doesn't happen and sucks into a black hole, something is rotten in the state of, well, copyright, basically.
Exactly, therefore, I think, this is a cultural thing at the end. Right now, it is, for most people, totally a no issue. Whether or not we have a free internet, censored internet, safe internet, insecure, it doesn't matter.
That is not true.
For the most
I was really surprised, for example, 6 years ago, I did law school. I was interested in what is called intellectual property rights. About 15 years ago, I was a huge fan of patent law and hated copyright law. Turned around a bit in the meantime, and I thought this is my law nerd thing. Software patents was a, and then all sorts of thing happened to girlfriends of mine who happened to have a background in Dutch literature and were involved in website design, started to ask me whether I had read this opinion paper in the mainstream social democratic newspaper in the Netherlands on software patents. A, the two biggest newspapers were publishing full-page opinion pieces by professors on software patents. I mean, how bloody mainstream can you get if they are considering this not a good idea? And you get bring up the subject.
But you're missing totally my argument and my conversation out of the hatred mode back into the constructive mode.
Can I try a different
vision? For example, the internet, the large scale internet is pretty new, like 10 years old. The first step, and to get it really quickly organized, is to have some companies and commercialize it and get it to every home. Everybody wants this product, wants this thing to have information, unlimited amounts of information. So this was probably the fastest way, except in Sweden, where everything was placed by, I think, the government or something, like the entire country.
Sweden was one of the early adopters of liberalization, not deregulation, liberalization of telecoms networks. Finland, UK, Sweden, we're real pioneers.
But we're here now, and the internet functions, and it works. And now there's this thing that that the internet will be packaged into smaller pieces you can buy separately. I think that's the discussion, and we are afraid that this limits us, right?
We have companies who earn money with providing internet access, and they realize that they could earn much more money by the understanding of their concept of their customers, of what they are selling them. It's not their access to their internet. It is the Facebook app. It is the mail program. It is Google. It is all still packaged in products. And now I think there are plans in the shelf for only providing certain services and even up to the application layer. So with the new mobile devices we see now, this is totally possible. I mean, if you buy something in an app and the app is the only way you can communicate, then why not also have the internet access as one part there?
I have to say, I don't mean to be confident, but I really don't think that the internet works. I don't think that what we have is
why what does not work? Can you name three things?
Okay, so let's say we have two computers next to each other, and we want to send each other a message. Well, for the vast majority of internet users, that message would be routed thousands of miles back and forth from those two computers, which are inches from one another. How does that make sense? That doesn't make sense. That's inefficient. It's wasteful. And what's more, that's what gives people the opportunity to look at our packets. If the packets stayed local, then there would be no opportunity.
That's not how networks work. Like switches and hubs,
it is.
It's like it's going to Amsterdam, and then the IP range of my next door computer is, well, in the same range. Or the switch in my neighborhood says, well, that's next to me, so I'm going to do there.
No.
There's no
No. If you have different providers, then it's that's not.
Yeah,
how
if
it
it's different, if there are different
providers,
yes,
usually has their own centralized location where every traffic is going and back again.
Yeah,
same for phones. It's not just the network itself. You're only talking about.
But what is
you're only talking about layers 2 and 3 of the network.
Yeah.
But let's talk about 6 and 7 because the fact of the matter is, the vast majority of communication is happening in applications that are centralized. So let's say that the message is being sent via Facebook. Well, guess what? It's pinging off of a Facebook server. You're not sending it locally, not in your neighborhood, not in your country, perhaps not even in your continent. So,
yeah, but Isaac, I don't think you will find any dissenting voices on your. The gist of your idea is peer-to-peer everything.
Yeah,
at any level of the 7-layer or whatever number of layers model you look upon networking. And the earlier discussion, and this was not about hatred, by the way, is I don't think everyone at this table will heartily agree, and that makes it a lousy discussion from this perspective. What I was in disagreement about was stop framing it in a whatever politically charged idiom, because this transcends a lot of distinctions, either politically, socially, or culturally.
This is a
universal thing.
You're right.
I think that's also a political statement you are making.
Yes, being agnostic and not believing in God is also a religion.
So you can't see this whole subject and the way you discuss it as uncoupled from politics. You can't.
Well,
I would
say that it. You should decouple it from a lot of other issues. And I know that you can, and it's very easy not to do so, because my point is this transcends a lot of divides and therefore fits in many ideologies. And therefore it's very easy to frame it in the idiom of your own ideology.
But if you look at, if you take one of the relevant issues, end-to-end encryption, that you know who is seeing your bits. That's a political thing there.
At the end of the day, it's politically, but to be more effective politically, if you manage to frame it in completely neutral terms, or even better, to frame it in the terms of the person you're trying to convince. I am not going to convince Christian Democrat politicians in Europe when I'm talking about evil corporation. End of story. Actually, I will convince them to listen to my opponent and listen to specific corporate interests against net neutrality,
but
freedom of information, all that.
Who's talking about evil corporations? It's not about evil corporations.
Well, the tone about the usury profits of the telecoms communication, the telecoms corporations like you were using, and this is, and I am being confrontational.
That's fair. That's fair.
Take the perspective of a somewhat conservative Christian Democrat who happens to be either a member of parliament in any of the member states or of the European Parliament, he will think this is another scruffy hippie, one of those bosses who should get a proper job and go to the get a haircut and fit in. Yes, and
yeah.
And
he's right.
Well, yes. Both of us need a proper shave. Yeah.
We just lost the internet again, by the way.
Yes, I have to point this out. You heard that the internet doesn't like us
I
anymore.
I think
it went away.
The internet will do swimmingly without us.
No, we only have FM left. There is no other channel.
There's nothing
right
wrong with FM.
And I think this is a sign, and I think
we
should go on with the discussion.
But this would not have happened. We go on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we have hackerspaces to call? Could you reach?
How am I going to do that without the internet? No, I mean that we had this idea, right? That we wanted to call some hackerspaces.
What do you want
to
ask? I think this proves the point, right? That we need a better network.
Yeah. We need fallbacks.
Yeah. Where is your mesh network? Yeah. You are responsible for this.
Don't ask me to produce results.
This is the ideology of fail.
Oh my god.
Hey, but what about
haters gonna hate, ponies gonna pull.
Oh, that's how okay, that's how mesh networks roll, basically.
Yeah, that's right.
Basically. And the internet is back, you see? Being funny, internet loves you. Being hateful, internet shows you fortune.
might just be the network guys installing that switch and wireless access point they were talking
maybe
about.
Astera is drinking with the NOC team again. That's
she's doing karaoke at Hope Village.
Oh my god, if I could grab the microphone and go over there to embarrass them, I'd love to do that.
You can't, because we need the speakers back. They borrowed our gear. Everyone is borrowing our gear.
Yes.
The guy who did the Geiger detector workshop.
Ah, yeah, the Geiger detector self-balding thing.
Yeah, if we could please return our microphone.
Ooh.
Okay, that's the one with the karaoke.
I was in the hardware tent earlier, and somebody from the NOC team stormed the tent. That we're looking for this MAC address. it was like a scene from a movie. Uh-huh.
Yes.
What they want to do with it.
And you didn't fight this hierarchy of the NOC imposing their imperialist censorship upon this particular MAC address?
I did. I threw myself over the machine.
Yes, you dare to have an opinion of those non-standard frames which were damaging the infrastructure, but nonetheless you thought this is free speech?
I don't think we... No. I don't say this in public while we are on it. Okay. So what do we have? Well, we have internet now again. Can you try to call NYC Resistor or maybe MetaLab? Yeah. I want to see which phone booth actually rings.
I was trying that and
it worked.
I mean, this works.
So what are you going to do? You're going to call
Hello,
hackerspaces?
Hello and welcome by the test service from Skype.
I hate this voice.
I'm in love.
I hate it.
I'm in love. Dutch. I never heard it in Dutch.
Yes.
I want a Frisian one.
No, please.
Yes.
A Frisian one. So. Yeah. Okay, don't ask me. Does anyone have a number of a hackerspace that's here? And
I'm quite sure you can find the French embassy or something like that.
Okay.
But when I Google French embassy, then maybe it's then not.
Yeah, I think that's.
Listen, someone requested some jazz, so I'm just gonna treat the people to some jazz.
Oh yeah.
Which is by
actually,
the...
Actually, I'm so silent. Is this my monitor signal?
You're not silent. Where's...
I'm hearing
you
that.
You invited Jeff, right?
Yes.
Didn't know he was here. I didn't see... Oh, wait. I didn't see
you. No, Jeff. Oh, you're right. Where the hell is Jeff?
Yeah, where's Jeff? And we are back, and we were discussing some things. It was all very serious, and if Social Hack would please join us again, we can talk about some lighter things. Talking about lighter things, we have a small problem at the radio studio. We are out of weed. So we're just going to...
So we finally start introducing this new subject. Right after net neutrality, we come to the really important issues of this
indeed,
camp.
Indeed, indeed.
Retro gaming.
I mean, we all know that we have a gamer license and we can play copyrighted music. But it does not mean that we are total outlaws, you know?
No.
I mean, I don't think that the police would come close by, but we have an FM transmitter, and those guys have FM radios in their cars.
Yeah.
But we can try. I mean, it's all jokes anyway.
I think your neighbor wants to say something.
Well, we've tried the range of the FM transmitter, and it's like not that far.
I heard today that it's
you can
till Realmarkt.
To Realmarkt, yeah. But it's like most noise and cracks and not that
but
much
that's on the other side of the hilltop,
yeah, but
to the south,
so we should be fine.
Okay, good.
So okay. So of course we need internet for this, so
I have some introduction.
I can play some music if you want.
No, you've been playing enough music. Talking about music, slightly more than half an hour ago ahead, we will have a back-to-back DJ session. It will be DJ Stitch battling DJ Refmoon on the Wheels of Steel, I am obliged to say in this context. And that's going to be fun. 2-hour set live on this station, but also, of course, in front of the Binary Voice tent, which is at the Hex Square, which has barbecues and it's... there's someone who has some...
Ah, that was a bird. That was a bird in the tent who was tweeting into the microphone.
You know, this is
isn't that lovely?
We have Twitter on site.
Oh yeah, we have a personal Twitter bot here.
Yeah, it was like 140 characters and then it stopped again.
Rick, I have some important issues to discuss with you, because what comes right after drugs is sex. And I want you to give our listeners a kind of introduction of how to get laid on a hacker camp.
First,
you are an expert. You have
you have a track record.
Yes. I have a track record.
I heard something about seven women in 4 days.
Notice he said persons.
Persons.
I find it a refreshing improvement of his horizons.
So
I'm jealous,
Rick.
Here.
Rick,
you're jealous? Why?
Yes, I'm.
Black the old man out and
I'm
tell
so
us.
Confined in being a straight male.
Well, I'm straight too. Actually, it were 4 girls in 7 days, and I think it was 6 years ago.
6 years ago.
6 years ago.
So you were much younger.
And that was the last
younger
time you ever had
sex.
That's poor. Ah.
Except for the time you tried to, but...
What? you were making moves, man.
But did you have a properly configured firewall for that?
Yeah, it's something you find in wine bottles.
Okay.
No, I was
CMC
talking about properly configured firewalls.
Test.
I was not talking about your exploits.
Oh, yeah, GMC, you and your friend, do you... sometimes to DDoS together.
well, we could discuss that later. I don't know.
So go on, Rick.
So
give
go
us
on.
Some
but
basic
but
insights.
How to get a girl on campsite or how to get sex on campsite?
Let's start with the girls.
Let's start with the girls.
The quick gigs come later.
You're bloody romantic fellow.
Well, don't try to be romantic at first. Just don't care and pretend that you're impossible to get, but that's also working on guy.
I tried it for decades and it didn't work.
Yeah, but
guys.
With guys.
With
yes.
guys.
Which part actually didn't work? you were always interrupted, so please go on.
Yeah, but that's because the old guy is quite jealous about.
Just blank him out.
Blank him out.
Yeah.
Just mute him down.
Oh yeah. So
we have
be romantic. That's number one. What's next?
No, don't be romantic.
Don't
be romantic. Try not to give them too much attention and they will come to you.
Okay.
So,
and but, how do they notice you in the first place?
But I'm curious about one thing. Why do you want to notice?
Because I have to fill in.
We have
the
a general interest in these matters.
Yeah, but do you have any need or something?
I think our listeners have a strong need. Yes.
Do we have listeners?
May I add something to this? The ignoring part should not be the void of the ignoring her should not be filled by a coding assembler or something like that. It must be a conscious act of ignoring.
Well, you're saying this, but you've recently given us an example of how D&D isn't necessarily something to scare
away. It is
away,
not, by definition, an impediment. I think, actually, it's a testament to this guy's pimping skills that he was playing D&D and getting laid.
At the same time?
What's D&D?
Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, that's for old people.
Yes.
Okay,
cool guy.
I will hardly agree. It's a kind of an analog World of Warcraft.
What's World of Warcraft?
Paper. Now I get it.
It's playing with dolls.
But that's a girl thing, playing with dolls.
And it's romantic somehow.
Men play with orcs.
Oh yes.
But there,
I think we should make a sample out of that for a jingle. Man play with orcs, and then I get awful imagination about man orc pornography.
Oh no, that must type it in.
Rule 34.
We discovered an interesting rule 34 instance, didn't we, with the fighter jet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. You want to go there right now. I want to spare that for Saturday, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
Let's just trigger it with some sexual connotations some people had when they saw the jets with the beautiful light, especially the engines.
Well, somebody got an erection of it. I don't remember who it was because I was drunk, but...
They were there too, yeah.
Yeah.
With the jet incident.
Who was it?
By the way,
your ping got through.
Excuse, you're a bit too old for that by now.
Well, the drunk excuse is the excuse that I cannot remember who it was, but... it wasn't me.
What were the dimensions of that erection?
Sorry?
What were the dimensions of that?
Did you measure?
No further information is available.
Was it a mouthful, a handful?
Come on, guys. Pics or it didn't happen, okay?
Pics or it didn't happen. Well,
tits or get the fuck out.
Tits?
What?
Tits or get the fuck out. And okay. the real big...
Sorry, that doesn't work like this. Not this time.
No.
No, that's not ignoring them enough. Although, one of the headlines which made great internet rounds last week was plant swallows tit hole. It was about a flesh-eating, meat-eating plant swallowing a tit, which is also a small bird.
Thank you.
Interesting point came up. We do indeed have Signal t-shirts. They're really beautiful. They're really great. Signal, Hackerspace Radio. And you can get them at the radio tent. And you have to get a hold of Tom, actually, Social Hack here.
Yes.
With the headset.
The t-shirts were handmade by me and a very good friend of mine who got hold of a serigraphy printing machine. It's the classical Hackerspace Signal design. We have only a few of them left in large and X-large.
Don't sell mine.
No, I won't. I want you to wear it. Cool. And then, yes, you can run around with a beautiful shirt with our logo on it and the URL.
Let's ask, would that get girls?
He's smiling.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
Tonight?
But since when are you interested in girls?
No, just as a general.
As a general.
Because I want, yeah.
Yeah.
The coherence of the show.
I think
because
the guy female ratio on this camp is not high enough to.
Depends on how you define female, I can think.
Yeah, that's why.
Androids. Any Android phones, at least.
Jet fighters.
Jet fighters are a bit phallic.
Well,
the rockets are, yeah. I have to admit.
Jet fighters are also phallic.
Talking about phallic symbols, we have here Stitch, expert on retro gaming and phallic symbols.
Exactly.
Can you give us the example of the most phallic symbol in any of the retro games you have on display?
Yeah, well, we have this Amiga 500. And it comes with a large box of floppy drives. And on one of these floppies, there's porn games.
There is?
Yes, there is. Oh, we've got this. We've got porn games for the Amiga.
Tonight, 3 o'clock at the Retro Gaming Tent.
Porn games on the Amiga 500. Just ask the team, the guys that are doing the shift right there.
A contest.
How about we make it a contest? Find the porn games.
Yes, and we have things to give away if you have a find. No, oh no. Yeah, the porn games themselves. You can play them.
Yeah,
you can play them.
That's the prize, and you may even copy the floppy.
So there's a flip might.
Okay. I'm getting fed up with the general floppiness of this conversation.
Now, I remember an erotic game, an erotically tended game in the C64 where you had a fuck a guy in the ass, actually.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
that's the power of homebrew. What was this?
GTA or something?
That sounds like homebrew, actually. I think that's would be excellent to have a completely gay GTA franchise.
Yes.
Yeah.
Muscular.
But only with Wild West.
No. More with whatever.
Only gay clubs and gay taxi
sailors.
Oh yeah, you have to become part of a gay gang and do gay gangbang stuff. I don't think this will be approved.
The songs in the cars are from Beer Force One.
Yeah.
Hey, can we have some Beer Force One GMC?
Beer Force what?
Beer Force One.
Do we have that?
I think I can arrange that.
Can you? Hunting bears, boogie bear.
Well, if you want to play something from the YouTube thingy.
Feature blah, the YouTube thingy. What YouTube thingy?
YouTube.
You want me to play your YouTube?
But it's very hard to find porn games. We get everything by donation, and so I think people want to keep it for themselves, and I don't blame them.
I don't know. I mean, why would you?
I have to make two announcements from the Twitter side. One is that my tweet about our stream being stable and 10 hours since blackout got retweeted several times, and the other one is from an artist in Vienna. What's the difference between Christianity and Nazism? In Christianity, one died for all people. In Nazism, all died for one.
So what has to do
smashing?
Yeah. Okay, let's get back to the porn game subject. Yeah. It was quite interesting. I was enjoying it actually.
So
tell us a bit about the games. Is it explicit?
I don't know. We found this disc and we were afraid to turn it on. We will do it at 3 o'clock. Just ask the guys.
Can you describe the disc? How if you take it out of the sleeve?
It's a 3.5 inch floppy disc. You know the classic
The floppy disks, yeah.
The floppy disk discs, and it's just 1.44 megabytes.
Okay.
So it's a pretty large game, and I don't know what that means. For the content of the game itself.
And the Amiga had great graphics, so...
It has this accelerator chip.
So probably it's not blurred out.
I was so jealous because my dad picked a XT-compatible PC because they were more mainstream. And for the same amount of money, we could have had an Amiga 2000. And I was spoiling my eyes with a color CGA screen instead of gorgeous thousands of colors on the Amiga. Yeah. And I hate the Amiga for that.
Yeah. The Amiga is like...
you should hate your dad.
Actually, he's a fun guy.
That's more fun. More fair.
But the thing about the Amiga, I didn't know exactly how it worked. We got it from a friend. He said, like, here you go. And it's like, looking at a floppy, turn it on, and here you go. There's a game. It's that easy. And it looks like it's going to be a horror with tapes and things.
Guru meditation.
Yeah, guru meditation, and it requires Zen, years of Zen practice. But it's actually easy, although the console looks really ugly.
That's a matter of taste.
Yeah, it's a matter of taste.
And taste is acquired, and the only intuitive user interface is your mom's nipple, and even that sometimes has to be learned.
Okay, you've practiced this one.
You had some beautiful music for us, right?
Yes, it's not entirely up GMC's alley, but I'm sure it's up some people's alley. Let's start it with the intro of the... And on that note, we end this transmission of Signal, which was, discussion, chaos, everything. Next up, in about 20 minutes, back-to-back DJ sessions with DJ Stitch on the Wheels of Steel and joining him, DJ Revmoon. Stand by while we end this transmission so we can completely redecorate the studio and hook up everything else louder than everything else. Thank you for listening.